What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Danny T.
Casey Hendricks.
We're coming to you live from Main Event Wrestling Network. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. As you can see, it's been a while, so I don't even got my list on me on what to say on this podcast. But hey, let's get the show started.
Hey! Yeah! Let's go.
Oh, man. How y'all
feeling? What up, fellas?
I seen a few weeks ago y'all took over the reins and whatnot. I wasn't here. I was here.
You was here,
but I was in the
I'm actually a guest today because I got fired.
Oh, here we go.
He couldn't wait to say
that. He just ain't gonna let that one go, is he?
So everybody, Manny's already back at work. He's like one of them people that gets fired like every week, and you're like, "Why? How does this dude get his job back every week?" Like,
it's just like
Tom's asset. I am an asset.
What'd you say, Drew?
Oet too.
See, that's the shit we be talking about right there,
Drew. What'd you say? You said he's like Tommy from Martin.
Martin, yeah.
Never know where he worked.
Nope. He's supposed to be a wrestleholic.
So to catch everyone up, we had a indie wrestling show in our city of Fort Wayne, Indiana last weekend.
Last weekend, yep.
Last weekend. Whew. And Manny T was the voice, literally, on the microphone, introducing all the wrestlers. And I don't remember the specifics, but something happened to the point where Drew fired Manny from the podcast.
Twice in a week. All because I stuck up for a friend.
No, you replaced me.
Oh, that too.
I must have missed that part. What happened? Well, yeah, go ahead. Let's get Manny.
So we were talking, you know, we were doing our podcast, you know, live streaming from the Midwest Wrestling Combat Resurgence show. And this gentleman walks up and I see him. He's standing there and I like looked. I said, "Drew, get the hell out of this dude's seat." The one and only Thomas Heim came in and, you know, graced his presence on our podcast. Mm-hmm.
And
then I got fired.
Yeah, okay.
On the spot. Yeah,
you can't do that. You can't tell the boss to get out of a seat.
I'm not the one that I may have told him to get out of the seat, but I'm not the one who ripped him out of the seat. Let's talk about that.
But somehow Manny found his way back.
No, Manny, I don't know, man. Manny be a traitor sometimes.
Hey, what's up? Shout out our people at the Main Event Wrestling Network as well. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. If you're a fan of wrestling, Survivor Series is this weekend, so we're definitely going to be talking about that. Things we're thankful for in wrestling. It's Thanksgiving week, which is why we're recording today and not later in the week. We all got families. We're going to be busy, so we wanted to hop on today and talk, you know, everything that's going on in WWE, which mainly is Survivor Series, War Games coming up this weekend. We're going to get into that. Obviously, John Cena's Last Time Is Now tournament. I'm going to crash out about that in a little bit as well. I think Manny will too. But yeah.
Me as well.
Yeah. So we'll start off though. Just a quick recap of the indie wrestling show before we get started. Manny.
So
what'd you think of the Midwest Wrestling Combat Resurrection?
Resurgence. Not resurrection.
They're going to have to change that word up. They got too many.
But what I thought it was a great card. You know, we got to see the one President Jeremy Hadley show off and get a win against Calvin That's Coco, right. Unfortunately. Calvin, great showing, you know, came up short.
Hey, I love that match, bro. And to be honest with y'all, Jeremy Hadley match, it had nothing to do with the match.
Oh, God.
It had a lot to do with what was going on outside.
You talking about afterwards?
Before, middle, after. I thought I was going to have to help Jeremy Hadley out.
Dude, Old man was about to get mollywopped. What are you talking about?
Him and his son, man. I was about to...
Oh, my God. I so was during like...
the match, man, you know, you got some fans who are very into the fight or they are very drunk. Either or. I'm going with my second one.
See, I was going to say, well, seeing how it was a dry show, I'm pretty sure he was really, really invested and really thought Jeremy Hadley was a piece of crap.
100%.
Which... You know, I earned a little bit of respect for Jamie Hadley, minus the fact that Drew told him that I couldn't speak Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when you got fired. That's when you got fired again, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got fired twice in one night.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know how he got that information.
Bro, he ripped you out of your seat. What are you talking about? He did not like you in that interview.
Hey, but you made it, brother. You made it. You made it to fight another day on the pod. Yeah. I love the show, man. I think indie wrestling, you know, before we switch gears to WWE, indie wrestling is where it's at. You know, the general American can't afford these WWE TKO prices. So if you can and are able to support a local indie wrestling company, they put on great shows as well. You know, because they're not on Raw Netflix or Friday Night SmackDown on the USA Network or NXT on the CW on Tuesdays or even AEW on I think they're on TBS, TBS, HBO Max. Sometimes you can just go down to the place down the street and there's a local wrestling show that's just as good as wrestling. It's just not televised. So if you are able to and there's a show near you, support that indie wrestling company. Plus, someday those wrestlers are going to be on the big screen in WWE. A lot of people, like, we get to see a lot of people from OVW. I mean, how many wrestlers that we see on our screen are from OVW?
John Cena. And just a quick plug, OVW does stream every Thursday live on YouTube.
Gotcha. Yep. Actually, I do want to say one thing about it. It's like, it do give me, like, the more we go to these, I have a bigger appreciation for these shows, at least their shows, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was like a girl we went to school with, Tori. She brings her son to every single one.
Yep.
And I kind of watch him go around there, and he's so into it. He knows a lot of the character. Go buy some of the merch, man. I love to see that for them. Oh. It really tells me, like, you're an actual wrestling fan. It's just not WWE or AEW.
Yeah,
like you genuinely love wrestling.
Great, Grayson is definitely one of my spirit animals, man. That kid he shows up in full garb every time. Like last Saturday, he showed up dressed like John Cena, and I loved it.
Oh man, that was dope.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Before we get started, y'all be sure to subscribe. We're on YouTube. We're also live on Facebook, Wrestleholics. Search Wrestleholics Podcast. You'll be able to find us. We're live on my ex account, DC Hendrix. So if you are watching, go ahead and share, subscribe, all that good stuff, like, and tell a friend to tell a friend. And be a part of the discussion. We got our comment section open, so that's how you can be a part of the show. And that it makes the show a whole lot more fun when you are in the comment section talking, you know, giving your opinion on what's going on. So let's start off. So let's start with John Cena before we go even get to Survivor Series, because I feel like John Cena last time is now tournament is the thing that's more in our minds. And quick shout out to my boy Corey from Body Slam, always sharing our podcast as well. I love you, Corey. You the man. Appreciate you, brother. And shout out Body Slam, of course. So the John Cena last time is now tour. The tournament is going on. We're getting down to the nitty gritty, y'all. I'm about to crash out. Why the fuck did Carmelo Hayes lose last night?
Okay.
What are we doing?
Are we going to start there, huh?
What are we doing? Yep. So, like, if Gunther wins this tournament, I'm not watching the last match.
I already told you he was.
Bro, I'm not watching that.
First off, man.
I have no problem against Gunther. Like, people like him. I get it. You know, he's the old school wrestler. Him versus John Cena is John Cena's last match does absolutely nothing for me.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Literally anyone else in this tournament could win, and it would be better for me. I just don't see how a John Cena Gunther last match does anything for anyone.
Okay, so first off, Manny, you had Ziggler. Second,
you did have Ziggler.
I said that. I said Gunther was going to win before I knew Dolph Ziggler was even in it. Go back when we first started talking about this.
You did. But I just want to give you hell about that, because the day Ziggler was in there, out of nowhere, you see Manny said, Ziggler's winning. I got it.
Oh, for real? I thought Ziggler was winning.
Look, Ziggler lost 5 minutes later.
Swear to God, bro. I was so heartbroken. I hated it.
So my
I don't even want to be here anymore.
So my thing with Gunther winning is his character. His character is so dry to me. let's just be honest. Like, it doesn't bring no enthusiasm out of me where I'm like, damn, Gunther about to say something crazy on the mic. Gunther been saying the same shit for 6 months.
Gunther's like potato salad with raisins in it.
Oh, 100% on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Who brought this shit? No.
Like that person that gave out, like that person that gives candy corn on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, he's that bad. That?
For real. He did out his
not, he didn't give a he shit. He is not that bad. He is not that bad.
Hey, he's not a bad wrestler at all or anything, but it's so dry where it's like we wanted something where we're gonna be excited to watch this match. And I feel like I'm gonna be watching a sparring session with John Cena and
Man, if Gunther was so ABCD, he was like talking to Melo the whole time through the match. Okay, what are we doing next? Okay, let's hit this spot.
Yeah,
okay,
you can see that.
And then I'm gonna completely miss you and bend over when you do your middle rope sobrecito. And Melo was like, "Man, what the hell are you doing?" You could even read Melo's. Melo was literally getting frustrated with Gunther because Gunther is so like stiff in his matches. Like he doesn't know how to let the match flow. Mm-hmm. Gunther winning the match last night.
Carmelo still put on a banger.
Hell of a show. He carried that match. Carried that match.
But that's my problem. Like, that's my problem, though, y'all. It's like, how many bangers does this man need to put on before he gets an opportunity? You know, I wrote that article that in 2026 that he should be, that he's going to get his championship gold, and I still believe that. But, like, this would have been the perfect opportunity to help catapult that even more. Like,
100%.
who's if it's not Gunther, who's winning the tournament? Is it Solo? Are we getting Solo John Cena again?
Okay. I can't see that. I can't
like,
see.
I'm not really that in. Like, what are
Jay.
I just don't understand what the end game here is anymore. I'm hoping that whoever, because I don't think they've announced a surprise opponent that's replacing Sheamus since Sheamus got hurt. So somebody else is going to be facing LA Knight.
Okay.
So who's that? I'm hoping for something exciting because, like, I mean, are we getting LA Knight, John Cena?
I'm looking at it. I thought about LA Knight, and I don't want to feel like I'm forcing it. But at the same time, if LA Knight going there, can LA Knight put on that last great show for John Cena? Even when a promo wise, can you make me believe, like, hey, you finna end this? You about to end all this happy shit? You about to end John Cena, like, going away party? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I would also like to see the Intercontinental belt on LA Knight. But.
Nah, I want to see the world title on LA Knight. He don't need no more mid card stuff.
Oh, okay.
Get that mid car shit out of here. He done held that already.
So what the hell is Rooster? I'm looking at the bracket. What the hell is Rooster still doing in the tournament?
Bro, don't even get started.
Do you see who Rusev is going against?
Yeah, Jey Uso.
Yeah, so Jey's got a tournament match, and then the following night he's got to wrestle in a War Games.
Yeah.
Make that make sense.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
No, so clearly he's losing.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, we see the writing on the wall on that one.
Yeah, it's like everybody that's left in this tournament, I'm just not very – and a part of the problem is, and I'm blaming these people, the people that put all this, like, false hope in our heads, like, oh, maybe they could pull off Edge and stuff like that, all this fantasy booking that we do. And, like, you know, obviously Edge would be fucking awesome. Like,
yeah,
that'd be great. I'd love to see John Cena Edge. That'd be a great last match. But
I mean, I was excited to see Dolphin John Cena.
I got a question. Do y'all think this was like, do y'all think this was the plan months ago?
No.
Like,
no.
When the retirement got brought up, y'all think a tournament was the plan? So.
And I think that's the problem, is that us as the fans are starting to feel like, you know, that this is just a pivot.
Pivot.
You know? It's like we said the last time we were on. In case somebody didn't watch our last pod, at least I said that, like, I feel like this tournament should have been, or I mean, this kind of tournament should be made to make a new star.
Yeah, you said it.
And if you're not making a new, creating a new star in this moment, in this tournament with this victory, then you need to just give us a fantastic last match. Like, just give us an all-time great last match. Like, almost like a, and, you know, like, obviously this is professional wrestling, right? So, like, we need some kind of story behind it, too. Like, you, like.
Like, I'm currently looking at.
I don't see a story with John Cena LA Knight.
We should have gotten the AJ John Cena match as his last match.
Even that, it's like, that was cool, but like, give me something to look forward to after John Cena retires, because right now I have nothing to look forward to when John Cena retires. Mm-hmm. It's like, give me something to be excited about after that, right? So create a new star, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be Carmelo Hayes. I know I crashed out about him, but like, he's just an example. It's like, and maybe they're doing that with Solo, I guess. Like, I guess maybe Solo could be in that category. He hasn't won a world title yet either, so I guess.
But also, I would put Solo, like what you said about LA Knight, he don't need no other, like, Intercontinental or U.S. title. Like, no, put the world title on him if that's going okay. So I don't see this being a win-win for Solo, especially how they've done his character in the last few months, his faction. It just don't look right. It's like, I feel like they're rebuilding on building him back together.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'm just even looking at the tournament, like, of some of the people that got eliminated. And those wasn't damn near not even believable to beat John.
I just don't understand. And I'll leave it alone. I just don't understand how many bangers Carmelo has to provide.
All of them.
Before somebody finally, like, all right, bro. You've put on all these great matches. The crowd is behind you. Like, I don't understand what else he needs to do. He was a top draft pick on SmackDown to begin with. When he first got called up, he gets a undisputed WWE Championship match the first night in his debut against Cody Rhodes. And then banger matches against Andrade, banger matches with LA Knight. I mean, banger after banger, bro. And then you throw him with The Miz. Forgettable. Nobody's going to remember that for either of their careers.
I didn't like that.
No, none of it. And it's like, he needed that win a lot more than Gunther. Gunther winning that match, let alone, I feel like he's winning this tournament, and it just does not make me very excited at all for something that I should be very excited about. It is John Cena, and the greatest of all time is subjective in anything, sports, entertainment, anything. You know, John Cena is regarded by many as the greatest of all time. So I should be excited about his last match. And Gunther winning, I'm asleep already. Like, the match ain't even happened yet, and I'm already asleep.
Right. It's just like I see a lot of slaps on the chest and everything. I can't say where it was like the match is gonna be electrifying when you see Gunther in there. I'm just trying to figure out like what's the goal with him now, because really I feel like y'all watering down his character. It's like he needs something new. I don't know what the future is for him.
That was my crash out. I feel like Carmelo needed that win. The crowd was behind it. They had a perfect moment. He won his first match by count out, so I was already kind of pissed off about that. To even advance, I was pissed off about that, and then he loses to Gunther. And it's not even just him. Like, I just look at the rest of the bracket, and I'm like, Rusev? Jey Uso? Like, there's nothing there. So I'm really hoping that either the next surprise opponent against LA Knight is something big, or I don't even know who I want to win at this point. Like, I really don't.
There really isn't anyone who's like, oh, yeah, that's who I want to see against John Cena in his last match. Besides LA Knight.
If I had to pick one, like, if you're going to force me to pick somebody to – out of the tournament that's left to be in there, I guess it would be LA Knight, I guess.
That's, you know, so crazy in person.
And I literally just thought is this match has to end, whoever John Cena faces, this match has to end like WrestleMania 40, where you see a lot of different appearances come from people, because we're not going to be interested in Gunther just a straight match. Like, we need people to interfere in this match and that's everything.
That's why I could see that, Drew. I could see like a lot of like interferences and stuff like that.
Cause I can't like see that. This match just being straight playing, like, yeah, them going outside of the ring fighting and all that. Like,
yes,
yeah, that's not, yeah. It sounds cool, but it's not. Yeah, we're going to need more info. We're going to need guest appearances for this match.
Hey, shout out to the Black Guy Wrestling Network for reposting. Appreciate you.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out.
For sure. Give you a shout out. So if you're watching right now, I want anybody in the comment section predict who's going to win the Last Time Is Now tournament to face John Cena in the last match. I want some predictions because, like, I look at it now. I mean, I'm picking Gunther to win. I'm picking Gunther, but, like, I'm not excited about that. I'd rather – the only – like I said, the only person that I would be, like, kind of like is LA Knight. Maybe they do Jey Uso. Remember they were the final two in the Rumble, I guess?
So I liked it for that mention, but once again, I don't even know what they're doing with that Jey Uso at time.
I don't think they know.
You know, me being the biggest Jey Uso fan and pushing him, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. You know. Hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. Y'all ain't done nothing with him. Let's keep the story rolling.
Bump it.
No. Oh my God. I wanted to like you. I really wanted to like you. I haven't saluted you back.
Anytime I can see Solo. God. What's wrong with Solo, Manny?
Man, to be honest with you, I ain't got none. I'm just gonna start reading the comments. Hopefully somebody say something that's really
right
interesting.
Good. But yeah, anyway, my final stance on this whole the last tournament is now, or whatever the hell they want to call it. Give me someone that's going to give me a great match against John Cena, or give me someone who's going to make everyone out in the backstage come out and interfere.
Yeah, they messed it up. Carmelo should have won this tournament. I there's no other way to put it. You create a new star. Definitely not putting that last comment up.
That one's uncalled for.
Yeah, so unnecessary. I might just block that account.
I hate this podcast.
See, and this is the problem. And this is the problem I have because it's John Cena, bro. Like, one of the greatest of all time. It should be something that's memorable. And it's like, him passing the torch to Carmelo, making a new star, that's memorable. Where these rest of these guys, most of them are already stars. Like, LA Knight is already as over as LA Knight's going to be. Solo, I mean, I get, like I said, bro, like, I could see Solo doing it. I just got a feeling it's Gunther. And Gunther's already a star. He's already held the world title. Definitely that last time. I'm about to just block both those accounts.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, all right, serious moment.
We just got to comment Joe Hendry. Maybe Joe Hendry is the – maybe he faces LA Knight, y'all.
I think so. Well, let me actually – I'm going to just go back before we go to the next subject.
I'm so y'all going to go back.
Now. Oh, my God. No, I'm just going to kind of double back on what I said about the whole it should end like WrestleMania 40. I can see that idea going to Solo. Mm-hmm. Just because he have enough people in his group to do something like that. It's like, all right, they can interfere, and people from backstage can come out and help John Cena. So we're going to read the idea of working with Solo, but it's just, once again, like with everybody else in the tournament, where did this person go after this? Because, yeah, y'all can go around saying y'all beat John Cena for the next month or two, but remind you, John Cena is gone. You can't rely on that for too long. Because, like, with us fans, yeah, we like what you did a couple weeks ago, but what you doing right now?
Yeah, you know, we live in the world. What have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, all right, bro. Y'all just...
Okay, man. All right, bro. Sorry.
And it wasn't even Drew who said it this time.
All right, bro.
It was definitely Adam.
Hey, am I lagging?
So y'all just trying to piss me off. What'd you say?
So,
am I lagging?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. That was
like injury. Yeah. So I got my official pick is Gunther, man. I think Gunther's gonna win it. I do, and that is not exciting to me. And the main reason I feel like he's gonna win, he is the most. I'm trying to find the right way to say this. I want to say the most loved wrestler, and not by the fans, but by WWE.
Who's that, Joe Hendry?
I know Manny knows I could just do this, right? Does he know that I can just do that? Like, look.
He really kicked the wall.
I'm fucking saying Joe Hendry's name, damn it.
He really kicked the wall.
Keep saying.
All right.
Rage bait. I got going to win the tournament.
Rage bait is crazy.
Crazy right now. Well, what does my son say? What does he say? The glaze is crazy.
The glaze is crazy.
So who y'all got? I got Gunther winning. I think he's gonna win.
I got Gunther winning too.
I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna go with LA Knight.
Yeah,
I'd like that more. I would. Like I said, he's the only one where I'm like, man, I would. I'm cool with that. Like, it doesn't even, like, a lot of people have it set in their minds that it has to be heel versus babyface. And, like, with John Cena's retirement, it don't got to be that. Like, it don't have to be heel versus babyface. Just give me a good match.
Yep. Not a dry match, though. I want a good match, not a Gunther dry match.
Yeah.
So I need somebody to be injured after this match.
So, yeah, that's the official picks. If you're in the comment section, let us know who you think is going to be facing John Cena for that last match. In Washington, D.C., right? They're in Washington, D.C.?
Yep.
The last match. Who's facing John Cena? Who's facing the GOAT? Who's it going to be? Should be Carmelo Hayes.
Never seen 17.
Hey, we got a lot of Gunther.
Hey, so let's segue out of something pretty sappy with the last match is now, or last tournament is now, or whatever it's called. Let's talk about that new vignette that they cut. The lady putting on the lip gloss, the tattoo with the glass.
Yeah.
So are we getting the WrestleMania promo for the women now?
I hope so, because they weren't in the first one.
Right.
Facts.
So I hope so. They should have been in the first one. They shouldn't have to have their own. Put them all together.
Yeah.
You know, though, they like to be weird.
Yeah. A lot of people were upset that they weren't in there. Like, you can't tell me you couldn't have very easily put, like, Rhea in that first one.
I think WWE be thinking too much and be making stuff harder on themselves.
Yeah, they just – I mean, that's obviously a discussion for another day and something that we've been talking about a lot. They just don't give a damn about us anymore, y'all. They don't care. They don't care about us.
I won't say the three letters of WWE don't care about. I say the three letters of TKO don't care about.
Yeah, that's – I mean, which is WWE.
Yeah,
all they care about is dollar bills.
Dollar bills, y'all. Yeah,
so they don't owe us a damn thing.
Right.
They don't have
I'm definitely interested on how they present the women's the women's part of the WrestleMania 42.
Yep.
So though I mean the vignettes, we all know that's Tiffany Stratton putting on the lip gloss.
Yep.
Right, and that's Rhea Ripley's hand. That's Rhea Ripley's hand on the wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So we know strength, huh?
I don't know why I said it like that. Like,
right?
I like a good hand. Fast.
Piece of water.
So switching gears, y'all.
Okay.
I'm just gonna start off with this because I think I know y'all answers. Y'all excited for Survivor Series this weekend?
Anyways, I gotta go. I'll talk to y'all later.
I knew y'all
great answers. Conversation.
So.
Short podcast today. Only not even.
I'm actually a little excited about it. I'm more excited this year than I was last year.
Let me see. Okay. Dirty Dom beat John Cena.
The card's not bad.
I didn't think it was that bad, honestly.
The card isn't that bad. The only thing
I'm not looking forward to is Stephanie Nikki Bella. Yeah, that's the only thing. I'm like, all right, bro. Like,
so I'm not interested in it, but I'm giving it a chance.
Yeah, because the heel turn was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was a little unexpected. So, like, I give it that. But Nikki's not going to win. So, I'm like.
No, but it's interesting. Like, I just want to see where she at wrestling and then where she's going to be at with this character.
And why did she get a title shot?
It's Nikki.
Because she's Nikki Bella. Put some respect on it.
Okay. Why ain't Natty had a title shot then?
Because she's Natty.
Hey, hold
on. You need to relax.
Yeah, relax. Hold on. Calm now. What is that supposed to mean? We love Natty over here.
Hey, go sit in the corner with that lamp.
Yeah, hold on.
Here we go.
So, I mean, obviously, I mean, Natalia has been on her book tour. Like, she ain't even been wrestling lately.
Yeah, she's been on her
book, which is a great book. So
I think the thing about the Survivor Series that's really piqued my interest, which I know that I talked a lot of mess about the women's War Games match because of who's constantly in it. But when you break it down and you actually look at the competitors, we literally have the NFC, AFC All-Star match. We have the AL versus the NL. We have the East versus the West because we have the best of each brand. We've got Cody Rhodes. Well, not even, best of each brand. But we've got the top 10, arguably the top 10 in each side. We got Cody Rhodes. We got Roman Reigns. We got CM Punk. We got the Usos. We got Logan Paul, who as much as mess everyone talks, Logan Paul is, he puts on a show. We got Bron Breakker. Sure. We got Bronson Reed. And we got the hottest dude on the internet in Drew McIntyre. That man can speak whatever he wants to say on the internet, and he manages to break it every time.
Yeah,
and then you look on the women's side.
Brock Lesnar can make it to the ring without falling.
That shit. Hey, he played that off so smoothly, though. He did that little grandpa roll at the end. I was like, okay.
He laughed it off. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right. He said, I'm Brock Lesnar.
He's always been like that, though. He's always been like, look.
That would actually make him make me like him as a person. Like, man, I don't give a fuck about me falls getting paid. Let me go to the ring.
Just keep it on. The show goes on. That shit was funny, though.
Yeah, and then we got on the women's side, we got the up and coming Lash Legend. We got many women's champions?
Tons.
All but what, Lash Legend?
Yep.
All women's champions?
Divas champions? Neither. Kairi Sane is the one in the main roster.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Kairi Sane. Two of the ten women have not held a women's championship.
True. Yep.
So we've literally got East, West, AL, NL, however you want to look at it. So, yeah, I hated on it at the beginning, but we are literally getting the best War Games matches.
That's what I said. Like, y'all was hating on it. Like, I'm more excited about this year's War Games than last year's.
I didn't look at it from that perspective until last night.
Yeah. Like, this I will say the man's is really lopsided.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's why the Vision's going to win.
Cody on the same team?
But that's why the Vision's going to win, because it's so lopsided.
I hope so.
Maybe. I'm looking at it.
Seth will probably come back and make the Vision lose.
So I've been kind of breaking down both these matches between the women's and the men's. It's a lot I want to see from these matches. I think one thing with the women's match, I just want to see what Lash Legend do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, one of the new faces on the main roster. And it's just like, I just see a lot going for her, and I just want to see her kill this match. On the men's side, I really just want to all-out fight. You added Brock Lesnar to this. I like, listen, one, I plan on you being the last person to walk in there, and then also I just want to see how the ring is just like, who is whooping whose ass in this ring?
I want to see someone get thrown through the cage.
Yeah, like, no, I plan on seeing a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah, Jay's going to bleed. 100% Jay's gonna bleed.
As long as nobody gets hurt.
Cody gonna bleed.
As long as nobody gets hurt this year.
Yeah, no, that part. Yeah. So Bronson, don't jump.
Everybody got hurt.
Yeah, don't Bronson. Don't fly off the top because I don't want to see no shattered ankles again.
Thank you for this lesson.
I do want to see what EO does off the top of the cage this year. I am very interested in that because she always manages to pull something slick off. Is she gonna do a double backflip off the top of the cage?
Hell no.
We're gonna see.
Don't do it. Look, also don't be extra.
Yeah, don't be trying to do too much. That's how you get hurt.
Adam, well, Jay gonna make no himself injuries. Bleed.
Bleed his own blood.
Bleed. So we got a pick though. Let's pick the matches. So Stephanie, Nikki Bella.
Stephanie.
Yeah, that's easy. Stephanie Vaquer wins. All right, John Cena versus Dirty Dom for that Intercontinental Championship. You good?
I already know.
Did he take him off again?
I already know who I'm picking.
He got to go to timeout for that.
Oh, demoted. I'm taking Dominic. You had to go to timeout. I'm taking Dominic.
We need to be fired.
If Dominic doesn't win, Dominic's going to get cheated by Finn Balor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like we've been saying that forever, though, and like it still ain't happening.
But to be honest, it's been brewing up.
Or, it's been brewing for like 2 years, though.
But don't you like that? But be honest, you still like the fact of it, though.
I do. Oh yeah, I didn't say that. It's just I feel like it's gonna come random. Like we're just gonna get to the point, which I feel like I'm already there. Like I'm to the point now. I'm just like, all right, whatever. The Judgment Day's still together. They break up when they break up. Like,
hey, Lord Farquaad is killing it.
Yeah, he had a banger.
He always puts on banger matches. One with Ilya that he had.
Hey, Tom, I just really thought about this. Have they? No, that's another subject for another day.
It's I got Dirty Dom. I think Dom wins the title back because John Cena doesn't really need that for his last match. He already won it. Had his moment. Dom wins it back.
Who you got, Drew? And why is it Dom?
I got Dom.
And why is it Dom? Consensus.
It makes sense, man. Let's get Dom back his title and let's get back on this run he was on. It sucked that John had to stop him.
Back on track. Now, if John, if Carmelo would advance in the tournament, I would say Cena. Because somebody like him, I could see, like, all right, put that title up too. Like I said last time. Somebody like him, but like anybody else left in here, they don't really need that title. Like Gunther already broke the record for holding that title. Solo's already held a mid-card title. Doesn't do nothing for him. Rusev. Ugh. Oh. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of Rusev fans. He's not for me.
He has
never been for me. I've never been, you know, Rusev Day. I just never been.
It's bad because I did see someone a few weeks ago say, man, he need Lana back. And I'm just like, damn, y'all kind of right, but kind of wrong too, because that doesn't really help him.
They ain't even together no more.
They together, but they not married.
I got, they back together. I don't give a damn. He's still
staring at Lana anyway, but
I don't care for his character. And so yeah, him winning doesn't really do anything. So I think since there's nobody really left that it would be exciting to win that title, I think that's why John Cena will lose it to Dom this weekend. So I got Dom. Let's go the women's War Games match. This is the hardest one for me. Rhea, EO, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, AJ Lee going against Nia Jax, Last Legend, Kabuki Warriors, and Becky Lynch.
This one is difficult. Like we said a few minutes ago, both of these got a lot of legends in it, or future legends in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards the Hill side on this one.
Okay. So Last Legend in them?
Yeah, I'm going to. I just feel like that win would be more important to them.
Got a Team Lee. Team AJ Lee?
Yeah. I don't want to go against AJ Lee, but I think that would help her and Becky Lynch storyline. Like Becky Lynch, like, hey, I led my team to victory.
I love that, actually.
Dude, that's good.
What you got, Manny?
Well,
there's only two teams, so you ain't got
too crazy. Team Becky.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah. So we got two Team Beckys.
Simply for the fact that Drew stated. You may have beat me in a tag match, but my team demolished yours.
Mm.
Did you see the way Lash Legend picked up Alexa Bliss?
Bro, you see how she be whooping EO last too?
Yeah. Oh no, that was EO. Yeah, she had EO up by her neck like a little rag doll. Yeah. I was like, she about to kill that little girl. And
I usually lean heels, but I don't think I am in this one. But that women's face team with AJ Lee, that's just too stacked, bro. I can't. It's like that'd be like LeBron James, Durant, and Curry on the same team, bro, in the NBA All-Star game. It's like you got Rhea, EO, Bliss, Flair, and AJ Lee on the same team.
See, I wanted to take
that's the dream team, bro.
I wanted to take that team because of the promo that AJ cut.
Yeah, she been killing it. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, she has not missed a beat on her promos, I can tell you that.
No.
But it's just something about Charlotte and Rhea.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Something's going to happen. One's going to bump into the other one, and the other one's going to get set off. Like
it'll probably be Charlotte because Rhea's to that point where like you can't do a heel turn.
No, she's I like that for Charlotte.
Yeah,
like you know, Charlotte feels good being a heel.
Yeah, like I tried the babyface thing and ended up losing the title, so
right.
I tried it, didn't work.
But I'm real me. I'm taking Team Becky.
I'm going with the baby faces. I think that turn happens eventually, but I think they coexist for one evening in San Diego. Also, that's another reason, again, I don't want to backtrack too far, but Dom in his hometown, getting that dub. Just got to throw that in there. I got the Team AJ Lee won the victory. So, last match. CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, the Usos, and Roman Reigns against The Vision, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, and Brock Lesnar.
I don't know why it sounded like you said The Rock. I said, wait, what?
I for real thought you said The Rock Lesnar. I was like,
The Rock. I wish The Rock was in it, but no, we got Brock instead.
I'm gonna have to go Team Brock on this one. Mm. That's what I'm calling it. I can't see, like, that's the most dominant person in the ring. Now I can see them winning, Cody and them. I can see them winning. If y'all really make me believe y'all whooping Brock Lesnar ass, like that's another person. I'm like, yo, Brock Lesnar gonna have to bleed in this ring as well. Like y'all gonna have to really whoop on him to for real.
It's the way Roman keeps beating up on Brock that makes me think Team Brock's winning. Because Roman be whooping his ass every time they see each other.
Brock's gonna do it again.
Yeah, actually, Brock's gonna beat Roman's ass.
When you look back on it now, I'm seeing Jay, I'm seeing Jimmy in this match, and I'm seeing Roman. Brock Lesnar still got a receipt for them for that last man standing match.
Yeah,
because I will never get that image, and that was like one of my favorite matches out of all of their matches. Was how like pretty much Roman showed dominance of putting all the stuff on Brock Lesnar to get the win the last man standing. I was like, Brock Lesnar needs his get back for that. He can't never forget that.
I mean, Brock picked up the damn ring with a forklift or a great all.
Actually, yeah, that match was just beautiful in general.
It was a great match.
Yeah, that match was just beautiful.
Dumped the announcer table on him, stood on top of it, and said, hey.
Roman is the reason they win and then challenges Punk. I love that. That was my favorite part of Raw.
It really was, because he said that title would look nice on me. And Punk was like, wait, who are you talking to?
Which one?
Wait, who are you talking to?
I'll leave y'all to figure it out.
I love that. He said,
he didn't even have the mic and you still heard him. Bro, I love Roman. I ain't gonna lie.
It's just that hit, like you can tell he just loves being a heel.
Bro.
Oh yeah.
He's so good.
Ever it's since Silver Sukatash.
Man, I can't pick both babyface teams to win though.
You did though.
I can't do it. The Vision has the lead. They have to win this. I'm going with the heels. So I got to go with the heels. Yeah, I'm going to go with the heels in this one. Just one, I can't pick both babyface teams to win. It just don't feel right. I'm a heel guy, so it literally crawls my skin to even pick a babyface. So, but I'm going the heels in this. You know, if Seth was back, I would feel a little bit more comfortable picking the baby faces because I could see him getting involved, but the reports are he is out for 6 months and just got the surgery last month. So that's the reports though. So we'll see. So I don't see him getting involved.
Yeah. The reports also said that he had a torn meniscus and a torn PCL.
True.
Now we got to see you going through the surgery. Now we got to be in there with you, bro.
This is true. Maybe I'm falling for the okie doke again.
Again, as I froze.
But I'm going to go with the Vision, man. It's going to be a great weekend. I am, like I said, much more excited about this Survivor Series than I have been the last couple of years just because I also feel like there's more stories in this one. Like, I feel like there's more, like, stories inclined within the teams instead of just Bloodline versus who else is against the Bloodline. Mm-hmm. Then the women's matches always felt like they were just thrown together.
No, I really feel like they took their – I won't say take their time, but it did get brought up, like, accordingly.
Yeah, like this,
like, this didn't get brought up 2 days ago.
Yeah, like this has, like, you know, you got Charlotte and Alexa in this. Charlotte Rhea got their beef still that they ain't really got past. Becky, AJ Lee. Who else is
Stephanie and Nikki. Shit.
Yeah, but that's a singles match though. They're not in it.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Io and
Kabuki Warriors. So yeah, Io and Kabuki Warriors. So there's stories with all the women in this match. I guess the only one, I mean, I guess it kind of feels like Nia Jax is just thrown in there and Last Legend, but like,
no, because they're
cool enough to where it makes sense.
They've been beating up on Charlotte and Alexa Bliss for a while.
True. Yeah. So plus they were. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. So yeah, there's a story for all the women in this match. So I'm excited for that one. And then the men's match too. I mean, there's all kind of stories within that. The Vision been, you know, pissing everybody off. You got Roman and his trio thing with the Usos. You got him in another thing with CM Punk and Cody. What belt is he going to go after?
It's crazy. You got him and Brock.
Yeah. So
Cody,
like,
and Drew.
Yeah.
For once, WWE has me excited for a PLE. It's been a little bit. Didn't really care about WrestlePalooza. It's been a little bit since I felt this way. I guess SummerSlam was the last time where I was like, I'm pretty excited about this. It's been since SummerSlam for me. So it feels good. Huh?
I said WrestlePasnooza.
Pasnooza. Yeah, so, hey, all 196 of 197 of you, as I just said that, hey, if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on all the social media platforms, WrestleHolics Podcast. You can follow us. Definitely follow our X page. Follow us at WrestleHolics Pod. Follow our guy, Drew, right there. Mm-hmm. Follow Drew on X Podcast, Drew _. Of course, follow the voice of the podcast, Manny T.
Yeah.
That's this guy here.
And if you have time,
the true voice. The true voice.
Stop.
I don't like how he just said that, though. He's like, well, if you got some time, you want to follow me.
Yeah. No, right. Right. If you're already there, why not?
You're the reason for this 194 views, right?
Nah, absolutely not. And then, of course, most thing, unleash your inner wrestling fan. That's what we do here at the WrestleHolics Podcast. Once again, a great episode, y'all. It's Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
Have fun with the families, y'all. I'm thankful for y'all. WrestleHolics Pod, baby.
Yeah, thanks for y'all too.
What y'all got anything else y'all want to plug in before we get out? I know we got a busy week. What y'all got up to this week?
Cooking.
Eating. And besides that, actually getting ready to watch the state finals this season.
State finals.
I'm tired also. That's another reason why we haven't been on here for a while. We all got something going on. Yep. So we're towards the end of football season, and I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I want to get back to doing this regularly. So hopefully I can get that to y'all. Give y'all more of my time now.
Hell yeah.
Manny?
Just, you know, living life. Trying to get everything straightened back out.
Also.
Really getting back to it. Looking forward to doing some more announcing gigs, you know. If you guys need something, let me know. I'm always here.
Killing it.
Always dressed for nines. Blue suit and all.
Yeah, if anybody watching this that has any indie wrestling companies or any wrestling companies, knows a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend that our boy Manny T, this guy right here, that guy right there, follow him, let him know that you need his services. He's a great announcer. I co-sign for him. I'm sure Drew does.
Maybe.
He's our boy, man. He does great work on the mic.
Well, hey, man, besides that, man, appreciate y'all for listening in. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. And, shit. And yo, this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
We'll get back with y'all.
Peace out.
Maybe.